Wow, thank you for that introduction. Sorry, it was such a long bio. My name's Carrie Sanders. I work with CPEN, the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network. We're here today to talk about the Having Our Say Coalition, which is a project of CPEN. We think it's a promising model. Hopefully, you will too, that other states can think about. And I'm gonna talk a little bit about what we do, sort of how we formed, what we do, our strengths, and some of our challenges. And hopefully, that will also give you some things to think about. So a little bit about us. We were founded in 2007. We are a statewide coalition of over 40 organizations, and we work to ensure that communities of color, including immigrant communities, have a voice in the healthcare reform debate. So just a little background. Our steering committee members, we have six members. Asian Health Services, which is a federally qualified health center based in Oakland. Black Women for Wellness in Los Angeles. CPEN, the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network. The California Partnership, which is a statewide advocacy group that works on low-income access, the California Immigrant Policy Center, and the California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation. So those are our steering committee members. And we essentially, how do we come together? Well, 2007, if you guys recall, Governor Schwarzenegger, it was the year of health reform in California. So even before President Obama, before we were talking about health reform at the national level, there was a big push at the state level to really try to reform California's system. And at that time, a lot of consumer groups came together. A lot of, I would say, heavy hitters, unions, big consumer organizations, senior groups like ARP, Health Access, other groups that have, had a long history of working on these issues, and were friendly to our issues, to what we were working on. But at the same time, one of the things that we noticed, I was actually working with the California Immigrant Policy Center at the time, was that there were only a couple voices in a lot of the rooms talking about or raising issues around communities of color, health equity, immigrant inclusion, things like that. And so we just felt that there was a need to kind of bring groups together that were all focused on those issues to try to build some leverage to be able to influence the state debate. And, as you'll see, a lot of the groups that we represent that are now part of our coalition are really, in a sense, have quite a bit at stake when we talk about healthcare reform. In California, 3/4 of the uninsured are from communities of color. So it's a huge number of percentage of the population. That was something we felt was important. Also, just given the diversity of our state, there's over 100 different languages spoken in California, and 40% of the population speaks a language other than English at home. So, given that diversity, just really felt that we needed to make sure that diverse groups were at the table. An impetus, and I think one of our biggest contributions in coming together that year was the publication of a report that analyzed some of the various proposals in California, health reform proposals, and what we found was actually really astonishing that 7 in 10 of the newly insured in California under those proposals would have been people of color. So we're talking about 2.5 to 3.5 million newly insured Californians. So, all the more reason for groups to come together and really start forming ideas and analyses and recommendations for how to move forward on health reform. So, and these are just some of the principles that we established in 2007 that I think are still ring true in the current, as we move forward, and last year with the health reform debate. That includes universal coverage, so making sure that everyone, regardless of immigration status or income, is able to access health coverage. We also feel, really have stressed the importance of affordability, which is our second bullet. The third is you know, protecting our safety net programs. I have to translate these because these were all written in policy speak. excuse me, but the fourth, we talk about equitable, high quality health coverage. Oh, thanks, I have this, but we're talking about cultural and linguistic access. So really, you know, it's not enough to just increase access to coverage, but we also want to make sure that that coverage is meaningful. And then finally, we really prioritize prevention and looking at the social, and thank you so much, the social and environmental determinants of health. So, you know, again, not just health coverage, but what can we do to impact the you know, what happens before people make it to the hospital. So fast forward to 2009-10, we're still around. You know, health reform didn't happen, unfortunately, in California. but and on a positive note, I think a lot of our work in 2007 really helped to inform some of the policies that were put forward at the national level. And our coalition building work that we had done both internally and with a lot of the mainstream groups in California really helped bear fruit in this latest incarnation of health reform. And I'll talk a little bit more about that as we move forward. But again, we had a lot of the same, it was very interesting, a lot of the same external issues. Still 3/4 of the uninsured, communities of color. And at the national level, we saw, again, a lot of heavy hitters coming together talking about health reform, but not necessarily from a communities of color, immigrant community perspective. And so there were issues that, you know, we were concerned. We didn't want marginalized or kind of put to the side, such as immigrant inclusion, reproductive rights, health equity, and prevention. And so this group really kind of worked together to keep those issues, at least in the forefront in California. I would just say, I think, well, this says groups didn't want to touch those issues. I think a lot of our partners did want to touch and talk about those issues, but as you know, people who worked on health reform know, it was a very contentious debate. And you know, even getting as far as we did was very tough. So having this coalition was really useful in that you know, we were able to kind of, from the outside, sort of gently you know, prod and say, hey, please you know, think about these issues. Let's not forget about them as we move forward. So what we do, these are the kind of five different areas that we focus on: legislative advocacy, community organizing, media advocacy, capacity building, and policy analysis. And you know, thankfully, when we first started, we were all volunteers. It was just groups coming together at the table and saying, you know, this, we really need to get more voices here. We need to really increase community participation. But you know, we didn't really have a lot of funds to offer groups for travel, for participation, et cetera. Thankfully, since then, we've been able to get some funds that help us provide stipends or subcontracts to groups for translations, for media outreach, for other work that they're able to then use to leverage their work with us. And as a lot of you know, working with groups that provide services that do that are very grassroots based, they really don't have a lot of resources to spare to get involved in policy advocacy. So even just a little bit of assistance, you know, enabled them to be real partners with us. So in terms of legislative advocacy, again, we organize legislative visits on the state budget and the national health reform proposals. It's really hard. It's difficult to separate the two, especially in California, where you know we're cutting programs at the same time as you know we're talking about expanding those. And these were, you know, again, these were the issues that we really focused on: affordability, immigrant inclusion, cultural and linguistic access to coverage, funds for prevention and health equity, and reproductive rights. So again, just really using the voices of our members, these were the issues that they wanted to focus on. And so we met with over 30 congressional, or we had over 30 visits, congressional visits. In California, we have a pretty big congressional delegation. So, you know, it required a lot of energy and momentum. We also, with community organizing, just one event I wanted to highlight. We were able to participate in the HCAN-led event in D.C. We brought some members who spoke about health equity at a town hall. The woman on the left who's holding the sign, her name's Anita Lee. She works for an organization, Pals for Health, which provides interpretation for community members seeking health services. And she got to tell her story, which was, you know, as a Vietnamese immigrant coming to the United States, she was a victim of post-traumatic stress disorder from the war. And if it hadn't been for California, which provides full-scope Medi-Cal to legal immigrants, she would not have been able to get the help that she needed to integrate into, you know, school, into her community, et cetera. So it was really nice to have that opportunity for our members to share their story. We also do media advocacy. So, you know, we did one-on-one media visits with ethnic media outlets to share our perspective on healthcare reform and budget cuts in California. We've done press events across the state on various issues, including the budget ballot. And we provided really, you know, I think a big contribution is resources for media outlets in at least 5 different languages to talk about a lot of the policy issues. Capacity building, you know, it's a continual process as we bring in new members. You know, as we were gearing up to work on health reform, we did the ABCs of national healthcare reform, where we kind of talked, you know, broke down, well, what's an individual mandate? What do we talk about? What do we mean when we say affordability? What's affordable to you? And sort of working with our community members to define a lot of that. We provide tools for our members to do briefings and community outreach in their communities to share sort of lessons learned and what they've, you know, their analyses with their community members. These are some of the policy briefs that we put together over the years. The first one, as I already mentioned, was getting California ready, which reflected on the health reform proposals in 2007. But we've also tackled the issue of prevention in 2008 with the Path to Healthy Communities, where we actually mapped out through in California which communities had poor health outcomes than other communities, which provided actually a really good tool for our members to then go and meet with state representatives and say, look, you know, you should be investing in these areas because this is where, you know, we're seeing really poor health outcomes. And then last year, again, we put together our recommendations on health reform. So successes, 2.78 million people of color newly eligible for coverage in California, either through Medicaid or the exchange. It's 81% of uninsured, low-income uninsured African Americans will be able to get coverage. Other 60% for Latinos and API, and near 750,000 of limited English proficient Californians as well. You know, I think other successes, we increased the capacity of communities of color to weigh in on state and federal health policy issues. And that was really, you know, I think one of our biggest contributions is being able to give them a platform to talk and to really come up with their own analysis of how they feel about the proposals. We also enhanced the ability to influence policy decisions, strengthen support and understanding on behalf of legislators for our issues. And we were even able to influence our California HCAN chapter to allow us to use their 800 line to make phone calls to legislators about immigrant inclusion. So that was a really nice, you know, kind of way that our partnership being around was able to develop those good relationships. Challenges, obviously the challenging political environment that we're in. We didn't get a lot of the things that we were advocating for, and it's going to be a challenge to kind of keep the momentum up as we move forward on post-health reform. For us internally, it's continuing to ensure racial, ethnic, and geographic diversity in the coalition so that we're reflective of, you know, all the communities in California. And then finally, maintaining funds for the coalition. The California Endowment, other foundations have been instrumental in supporting our work, and we, you know, continue to rely on them and hope we can in the future. And that's it. This is just a quote from one of our participants in the Central Valley who, you know, was very excited, was watching the votes on healthcare reform and texted me that he was so excited that, you know, he felt like they had really had a voice. That's it. Thanks.